Owens is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Owens provides top-quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, La Cabana serves traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It is hot.
How hot is it?
Not just here in the U.S., but there are record high temperatures all across the world. It's so hot right now, the fantasy suite on the Bachelorette is just the back of an ice cream truck. Hey! It is so hot, people are ordering Chipotle just so the E. coli can give them the chills. That's what I'm saying. People are doing this because that's how hot it is. All across Europe, the heat is brutal. Today actually was the hottest day in the history of the U.K. at 40 degrees Celsius. Yeah, Americans heard that and like, yeah, we have no idea what that means. Is that hot?
It's so hot, people are eating a Chipotle to get the coli, so they'll have the chills. What a terrible, awful joke.
It fails on every level. It's too long, it's too complicated, and it's slanderous.
Well, I'd say it succeeds on the level that it made me laugh, which is one of the great measures of any joke. But you shouldn't. Yeah, it's slanderous. I mean, come on. That's not fair.
Yeah, a bit of a stretch.
The reason I wanted to play the hot jokes was to remind you all that the President of the United States is going to sign some executive orders today around climate change. It's not known exactly what they're going to be yet. When they come out and do that, well, I'm sure we'll talk about it.
I know exactly what they're going to be. A desperate ploy to get people to show up in the midterms. That's what they are.
With probably some shots at the Supreme Court for being a radical.
Yeah, for limiting the sweeping powers of the EPA, rather.
And to me, the big story is that there's a push for the president to declare a national emergency, which gives him all kinds of emergency powers, around climate change. And the White House has said, we're not going to do that today. I don't think they ever will. I think there'd be quite a bit of pushback on that. But
those of you in blue states, those of us in blue states, who have lived through the COVID emergency, the sweeping powers that are apparently never, ever going to end, I hope we've learned our lesson. Emergency powers.
Oh, yeah. The emergency powers around climate change, they would be permanent. Until you get the next White House, until it's a Republican president, then they end. Then they come back. That's the problem with the whole executive orders thing.
Well, and it'll be done whether it's constitutional or not, just because we're in the era of post-truth performative politics. Speaking of which, take what I'm about to say with a grain of salt, friends. For I have witnessed in my long, bitter life pronouncements of the doom, the death, the ascendance of both political parties up and down over and over again. And people just love to make grand pronouncements. Having said that, if I had my life bet on the health and success of the Democratic Party, I would be terrified right now. Absolutely terrified. Some of the factors at work there coming up later on this hour.
Well, I'm not just trying to be balanced, but what direction is the Republican Party going in the short term?
Well, at the risk of getting off on this topic, well, why don't we just go ahead and finish the discussion, then I'll do Armstrong and Getty's Tech Talk. It was going to be right here, but it'll be next.
And we have music?
Go ahead and put, yeah, Michael. All right, Tech Talk.
Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, my God. If I was running CNN...
Okay, stop the music.
If I'm running CNN in 1993, that is the music I choose for Tech Talk.
Okay, but I think the stinger needs to come first, so I'm going to cue you. You play, you start the music, then I'm going to do the voiceover. Ready? Welcome to Armstrong and Getty's Tech Talk. Yeah, that's the way we'll do it when we actually do it.
Or you can just do it now.
No, there's not enough time now.
No, now we've ruined it. Now it's been ruined.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. It's just there are a trio of stories.
Mm.
It's Tech Talk. It's not Tech Story. It's several things that I've expertly assembled.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so back to the political parties thing. And we'll go into depth on the Democratic Party, because they have terrible, terrible problems.
Sure.
The great youth vote that swept Obama into office and helped sweep Trump out is gone. Gone. You want to hear the percentage of 18 to 34 year old Democrats who strongly approve of Biden's performance? You want to hear that percentage? 1%.
A percent.
Yeah.
We have a percent.
Oof. Yeah. I think the challenges
that's within the margin of error of zero.
Right. I guess probably somebody said yes, but they might as well not have. Anyway, I think the challenges that face the Republican Party are a little more transitory. They're Trump-oriented, Trumpiness-oriented. Not to say the sailing ahead will be smooth, because there are plenty of challenges for Republicans, but I just don't think they're quite as riddled to the core with hollowing out like the Democratic Party.
I think they're great, like great. If Trump announces he's running for president, I think they almost entirely go away if he announces he's not.
The problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, more on that to come. Yeah. So, we don't have time for Tech Talk. I also have a fabulous featurette on education, how screwed up that is. This merits about this much time. So a story came out yesterday, I didn't get to it, I'd intended to, that the California Department of Transportation granted special powers, well, granted the normal reasonable powers by a judge not too long ago, to clear out homeless camps that threaten their ability to service the highways, critical infrastructure. The judge said, yes, of course you've got to be able to access a bridge to service it. So yes, you can clear out the bum camps. Well, there's a massive fire in a camp housing the unhoused community in Oakland. It was just a massive fire on July 11th, destroyed numerous shelters, vehicles, infrastructure, shut down the MacArthur Maze Freeway interchange, etc. And so Caltrans announced they would close the entire Wood Street camp because it was way too dangerous. Well, another brave judge has weighed in and granted the Wood Street residents a temporary restraining order prohibiting the planned closure of the camp this week. County and city are barred from proceeding with planned removal of persons, personal possessions, and structures from the Wood Street encampment, closing blah, 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 under the order from U.S. District Court Judge William H. Orrick in San Francisco. He might change his mind at some point, but you can't get anything done with clearing out homeless encampments / drug camps. It's just frustrating.
That's going to have to be fixed at some point. Can't continue like this.
Yeah, yeah. What's really interesting, and we get the emails every day. I don't read them to you every day because it would be the same thing every single day. But the number of people who are traveling on summer vacation or who have moved from blue cities and blue states to other locales, Tennessee, North Carolina leap to mind, a handful of other places, but they say it over and over again. Hey, there's no bum camps here. And, you know, housing ain't cheap in, like, Nashville. It's a booming city. But there are no giant bum camps.
Right. Well, there haven't been in most of the country for most of its history. It's kind of a new idea. So you've got your Tech Talk coming up. I don't know if that includes the latest news out of Netflix, but that was pretty striking. One of the biggest drivers of the tech part of the stock market over the last couple of years. Anyway, all that stuff on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's getting worrying now, isn't it? Talking to my friends, the price of gas, the cost of food, we're already halfway through this year and they said inflation was going to go down. Instead, it's over 8.6% and it's still going up. And I can't see that changing anytime soon, can you? Thing is, I did something about it. I've kept my money safe by investing in precious metals. I've got a gold IRA with Noble Gold. Their experts ran through my situation and gave me my options. No sales stuff, no call centers, just a good honest chat about what I could do. So if you're worried about what's happening out there, you need to talk to the team at Noble Gold too. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must love wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's all that's set, so if that earphone was out, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Hi, this is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The price of gas and diesel is crippling budgets of North State families, farms, and small businesses. California's taxes and fees add about $1.12 to the price of every gallon. The Biden administration's policy of canceling the Keystone Pipeline has made problems worse, as well as the stoppage of lease sales on federal lands and permits, and enacting even more choking regulations. Result? Prices skyrocketing while Biden asks Saudi Arabia for more foreign oil. We will keep working in Congress for common sense solutions to reduce costs and make us energy independent by using the plentiful energy sources available right here in North America. My office exists to serve you. My website is lamalfa.house.gov, or go to my Facebook under Rep. LaMalfa for the latest updates, where you can also take my poll on American energy. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
of Starbucks just made an announcement about them closing a whole bunch of stores and why they're doing it, and it's pretty interesting. It's a cultural thing, not a profitability thing. That should be addressed. More on that coming up.
But first... Welcome to Armstrong and Getty's Tech Talk, where we discuss the world of technology, which really is kind of self-evident in the name.
Right.
Tech Talk. First, let's go to special guest correspondent Jack Armstrong. Jack?
Yeah, this got a lot of attention yesterday. Netflix announced that they'd lost nearly a million subscribers, which was actually seen as good news because they were anticipating 2 million, but they still did lose a million subscribers in their, it's the obvious reasons. Everybody signed up for Netflix during the pandemic, and now everybody's going back to regular life, so a lot of people are dropping it. But anyway, to try to get back their revenue lines, they're going to go to an ad-based subscription plan. You can sign up for a special plan where you'll get ads, but it's cheaper, and they're really going to start to clamp down on the free password sharing. So if you're using somebody else's password, they're coming for you.
Yeah, I got an email or a message the other day saying, hey, somebody just tried to sign on to your Netflix from blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I live here. Of course I did. But anyway, so yeah, they're cracking down. So back to Tech Talk. Handful of stories, and I'm saving the perhaps the most significant one for last. But Amazon is suing the administrators of a gigantic Facebook group. It's more than 10,000 Facebook groups, probably hundreds of thousands of people. These Facebook groups exist to solicit fake reviews for items on Amazon, exchange for free goods or money.
I should start ignoring the reviews. I look at the reviews regularly to make a decision, ignoring the fact that I know from doing these stories that a lot of them are phony.
Yeah, I look for individual reviews that seem reasonable to me. But the aggregated number of stars and stuff like that is tough. But it's many tens of thousands of fake reviews. Now granted, there are millions of products on Amazon, but, the activity occurs across Amazon stores in the US, UK, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, and Japan. Such bogus reviews are typically used to boost product ratings and increase the likelihood customers will buy them.
No way.
This article says, as if we couldn't figure that out for ourselves. Well, that's some fine journalism. Is that the Wall Street Journal?
Thank you for that.
Wow. Okay. Well, they didn't want to leave it left unsaid. This is a heck of a story, and it's kind of the other side of that coin. It's basically extortion, says the headline in the San Francisco Chronicle. San Francisco restaurants are being slammed with fake negative reviews online. And they tell the story of Greg, who's the owner of Third Cousin restaurant. He got an email from Google that his fine dining restaurant had some new reviews. Clicked the link and saw a flood of uniformly bad one-star ratings, left with no further comments.
There was a rat on my plate, and the waiter kicked me in the junk.
Well, no, but there are no comments at all. They're just a huge number of one-star reviews. So he fired up his app to try to dispute the reviews. But they said, no, go away, forget it, they're legit reviews. He was starting to get suspicious when an email arrived to his business account that said, unfortunately, negative feedback about your establishment has been left by us. More will appear in the future, one review a day, unless Lutz paid $75 in the form of a Google Play gift card to be deposited in a PayPal account.
Wow, a full $75 extortion plan? Wow.
Yeah. We sincerely apologize for our actions and would not want to harm your business, but we have no other choice. The fact is that we live in India and see no other way to survive. A remarkably frank extortion racket.
Wow. Pretty high penalty for extortion for a payoff of $75, but...
Well, if you're doing it online from India, what the hell, the penalty's never gonna happen.
Right.
So this is a new kind of low-dollar, kind of low-impact... I mean, in terms of the payment, I mean, this guy, how much business could you lose if you have a restaurant in San Francisco that's been a 4.5-star joint for a long time? All of a sudden, it's a 2.5-star joint paying $75 seems like a hell of a bargain.
Oh, heck yeah, absolutely. So for me as the consumer, though, on these stories, so reviews are just practically worthless? I've kind of been getting closer to that anyway, feeling like, I mean, I take them with a giant tub of salt when I start looking at reviews of whether it's a hotel or a restaurant or whatever.
Yeah, again, maybe you have to just look at individual reviews that have well-written comments and think, okay, that person seems reasonable, I believe them.
But there are always the greatest time of my life. We had our wedding anniversary there. I couldn't recommend it more. Followed by, that is the worst restaurant I've ever eaten at. And, you know, there was a rat on my plate and the waiter punched me. and you think, what? Did they go to the same restaurant?
Rat scurries by, I don't like it. There's a rat on my plate? That's a deal breaker. So, evidently,
scurries
at least
by, you don't like it, but you'd put up with it.
Sure. I don't see any feces on my plate, and this is pretty good. I'm plunging on with my... If I actually, like, lift up the silver... what do you call that? You saw it in movies a lot. Fancy dinners, the silver cover, and then there's the roast pheasant underneath. Oh, it looks... You lift up that cover, there's a rat there. I'm leaving.
That's 2 stars at best.
I don't mean to be hasty, but I'm going. So at least a dozen restaurants got hit in San Francisco. Turns out the same scam appears to have hit restaurants in Chicago and other major dining cities in the last couple of weeks. So, the internet. Please unplug it.
The internet.
And finally this, is Armstrong and Getty's Tech Talk. No, don't play the theme again. It's annoying.
Oh, I like the theme.
Oh, you do? What, is that like a stinger at the end?
No, it's just a little stinger I was going to play in between.
Okay, all right, well, save that. Hang on, I'll cue you in a second. Final thing is, and do we have time for this? Yeah, I guess we do. From the journal, the Wall Street Journal, what porn does to teen brains and how to keep it off of their devices.
Yeah, man, this is a topic I think about pretty much every day.
Now, the how to keep it off their devices thing has to do with a bunch of apps and filters and that sort of thing, and it wouldn't do me any good to explain them to you. You need the links and such. So we'll post this article at armstrongandgetty.com. I don't think you'll get paywalled. I hope not.
Which helps you with your own kid in his own bedroom, but when he's at his buddy's house, eh.
Yeah, yeah. What's interesting, though, is they're starting to figure out how to study what's happening in kids' brains and how best to deal with it. There are ethical reasons you can't experiment on children, nor show them porn in an experiment.
So grab random children from schoolrooms, show them porn at a young age, and then
check back and see what
it did to them.
But there's plenty to say about the way porn can affect the development of relationships and sexuality, but this is looking at brain chemistry. It looks like certain people have the same sort of pleasure you get from anything else gets triggered by porn in a way that's not true for some people.
Oh, wow. I never thought about that. So it could be like
alcohol. Some people are extra vulnerable. Right, exactly. The one interesting thought that I came across was that they absolutely say do not demonize erotic material. Do not lecture the kid that they're bad for looking at it or it's bad in general, because that starts a weird shame thing with sex that is not manageable. So let's save this for maybe the next segment or a little later on in the hour. It's pretty damned interesting what they discover.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And why Starbucks is closing all those stores. It's not because they aren't making a profit, because they are.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hi, I'm Dan Cuneo, CEO of Lexicon. So you went to law school, passed the bar, and joined a firm. Or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you went through all that just to wind up doing more administrative work than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal software and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Lexicon allows you to manage your entire practice from anywhere on one comprehensive platform. Retaining clients and managing cases is what you do, but Lexicon makes it easy to manage them in one place. Increase efficiencies, bill more hours, and focus on doing what you do best, practicing law. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more. Sign up before Labor Day to receive free implementation and training. LexiconServices.com/go.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Whether you are traveling to or from the lake or river or on vacation, even off to a barbecue this summer, spruce up your ride at Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed. A new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Many parents are discovering that their children are being exposed to transgender transitioning without their knowledge. Parents in Pennsylvania and in California have filed federal lawsuits just for this reason. Pacific Justice Institute has helped countless parents who've had their rights violated.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Several Democratic members of Congress arrested today during a protest near the U.S. Supreme Court. Capitol Police had warned they would arrest those who did not listen to the warnings to stop blocking traffic there. Among those arrested, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Alma Adams of North Carolina, and New York's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who appeared to be handcuffed, but was not. No lawmakers were handcuffed. They were just escorted away. Police say 17 lawmakers were among the people taken into custody.
So if you haven't seen the video, AOC walks with her hands behind her back, making it look like she's handcuffed, but then pictures and video from the back show that she's just holding her wrists together. She's not handcuffed at all. And of course,
and understand, it's not like somebody strolling across a college campus with their hands behind their back, contemplating the latest class. No, she was pantomiming being handcuffed as she's led away so it would look like she was.
And of course, the Capitol Police are not going to handcuff legislators who are doing a, a valid protest. They don't agree with the result, and we get to do this in America. And I mean, I'm fine with all that, but the whole pretending to be handcuffed thing.
Oh, yeah.
When I saw that, I thought, really? Wow, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what they were doing, it was actually an illegal demonstration.
Well, no,
and they were
I get
taking
yeah,
off.
But that's what we do. We do that all the time in America, you know.
Well, and it was performative, and everybody knows
sure.
it, but the fact that she would pantomime being handcuffed is so perfect. On the other hand, she is a super cute girl with lots of Instagram followers. That's her career. Her sidelight, her side hustle is she's in Congress.
I'm going to remember to do that if I'm ever in a certain situation. Make it look like I'm handcuffed.
I couldn't bring myself to do something so ridiculous. And I'm ridiculous for a living, so think about that. So, speaking of hot girls on the internet, getting back to the question of what porn does to teen brains and what can be done about it or to prevent it or whatever, this gal, Dr. Voon, V-O-O-N, a psychiatry professor at the University of Cambridge, conducted the first major study of porn's impact on the brain in 2014. She and several colleagues scanned the brains of young men who had reported having compulsive porn habits. When shown pornographic images, the men's brain activity mirrored that of drug addicts who were shown photos of drugs. Researchers saw the reward processing areas of the brain were more active in men with compulsive porn habits than in young men from a control group viewing the same material.
Okay, so it doesn't affect everybody the same way, which I suppose isn't that surprising. Same as drugs and alcohol and gambling and a lot of other things. I have zero interest in gambling. You know, other people gamble once and it's a lifetime addiction.
Yeah, yeah. And some of us, I gamble little, but think, yeah, it's probably unwise, so I don't do it anymore. But Lord knows I'm capable of compulsive behavior. But this kind of research always poses a chicken or egg question that scientists can't yet answer. Did excessive porn use cause these brain changes, or did these young men have traits that predisposed them to compulsive porn use?
It's that second one.
They're not sure.
It's that second one, in my opinion.
I think you're probably right, but they write, you can argue that the brain's reward center lights up in anticipation of anything enjoyable, whether it's an ice cream cone, a video game, or sexual images. Dr. Voon's study controlled for that by showing men images of money and exciting sports such as skydiving. Their brains didn't light up as much as with those. Well, exciting sports like skydiving. I see pictures of skydiving. It terrifies me.
They need to get more addicts or alcoholics or gambling addicts or whatever to do these studies who understand the difference. There's lots of stuff I really like. It's completely different than the way I am with alcohol. It's not even in the same category.
Well said, yeah. There are some parallels with TikTok use. The tech writer writes, I recently covered a study of Chinese college students' TikTok habits. I found that the platform's personalized video recommendations excited the brain's reward centers more than general interest videos shown to new users. Some students had a hard time shifting their attention from the videos. Getting back to the porn thing. Younger participants in the study showed greater activity in the reward centers of the brain than the older participants when shown porn. These are people over 18, again, for ethical reasons. You can't show porn to children to do a study.
Yeah, it's too bad. I'm glad you can't do these experiments on children, but that's the data we really need.
But it looks like the youthful brain is more susceptible. Those who had compulsive porn habits reported having first viewed online porn at age 13, compared with members of the control group had seen it at 17. The brain's emotional center develops faster than the parts of the brain that controls impulse. A review of the research on internet porn's impact on adolescents conducted by researchers at multiple universities concluded that this disparity helps explain why teens lack the maturity to, quote, suppress sexual cravings, thoughts, and behaviors elicited by pornographic content. Yes, but, that seems obvious, but...
This is all obvious, but imagine so for up until a few years ago, before porn was, you know, omnipresent, and the kind of porn that is out there too. It's the porn has changed.
Yes.
So you're a young man, and you have been looking forward to this experience for however many years, depending on, you know, how your life unveiled, and maybe it happened to you when you're 16, maybe it happened to you when you're 25 or whatever, but you finally get to it, and it is like, this is freaking awesome. This is as great as I thought it would be. Is that happening with people now? Or do they finally get to have the first real experience like, that's it? Wow, that's not at all what I was hoping for. Is that happening? Because
yeah,
that would be tragic. I can't imagine that, because everybody else's reaction throughout history has been, can't wait till I get to do that again. That was freaking awesome. As opposed to, oh, wow, that was really a letdown.
Speaking for dudes here,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, speaking for dudes.
Yeah, right.
Of course.
Yeah, unfortunately, many women's first experiences are indeed the very letdown you've described, but sometimes subsequent experiences as well, but I'm doing my best. Back to the porn. The one thing, you know, we haven't put a fine point on it, but...
If you've never been let down, email me. Hilarious.
Anyway, the fact is, especially among the compulsive porn consumer, it's like a heroin addict. They can't just keep taking the same dose and get high. The porn has to get more and more different, extreme, weird, whatever, to get people's attention.
That's true.
And that's the problem, because then young people start to get these bizarre ideas of what healthy, loving sex between two people ought to be. And I won't go into details, but it's not healthy. One more point that I found really, really interesting. Some might agree, some might disagree, but they quote this woman, Nicole Prowse, a research scientist at UCLA and a licensed psychologist. She said she's more concerned about what parents and authority figures tell kids about porn. She recently surveyed young adult men who had been in porn abstinence programs and relapsed. Nearly 30% of the 200 and some respondents reported feeling suicidal afterwards. Many more said they felt shame because of the societal message about porn being bad. If we shut down conversations, she says, and say, don't watch porn, and if you do, it's an addiction and it will rot your brain. That's terrifying. It's some of the messaging that's making it worse. So,
boy, that's a tough one, because it is bad.
Well, yeah, although, again, what she's talking about is, and I wish she'd gone into more detail or the story had, is it needs to be more nuanced. You can't just screech, porn is terrible and will rot your brain. Because erotica has been part of the human experience for thousands of years.
Calling porn erotica always makes me laugh for some reason. I don't know why.
Well,
erotica, I get that as a thing. The world of internet pornography is not what some of the romantic poets were into.
Well, yeah, I hate to say it, but I think you're missing the point. Because the first third, say, of porn, from most benign to, you know, fairly sexual, is just erotica that's existed for thousands of years. Then you get beyond that to the explicit and the twisted.
Yeah, nobody's but hanging around that first third, I don't think, for very long.
All right, I will make a third attempt to make the point, and I fault myself. If you demonize erotic images in general and fill young men with shame that they have the desire to see them, it's going to be counterproductive.
Well, that would make you a
and
crazy person to do that.
And so you have to get into the subtlety.
Yeah, that would make you a crazy person to do that.
Well, you know, it was a couple of weeks ago you were advocating what sounded like exactly that. Societal agreement that porn is terrible. And
Maybe we just need to define our terms. Porn, when I think porn, what I'm thinking of as porn, I think is terrible, and I would love to eliminate it from the planet. I think it would be better for everybody. But that does not include erotica, or, you know...
Well, okay, maybe that's our problem.
That is the definition.
Well, I think that's why terms like softcore porn and hardcore porn exist.
Probably.
And I'm just looking at it as a continuum, a spectrum.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't think that's where your average 14-year-old is ending up.
Right. Oh, I understand that completely. I understand. That's why it's important you deal with the subtleties of what's healthy and what's not, and not try to demonize all erotic
imagery. Well, of course.
Imagery.
Like I said, I think that would make you a crazy person.
Right. Right. Well, or there are plenty of people that are probably screeching at the radios right now who, for reasons of religious belief or their particular morality, think, you know, it's all bad. You know, I've seen a pro athlete saying, real men don't use porn. Just any erotic imagery whatsoever is unhealthy. It's sick. Don't do it. You know, different people have different opinions.
Yeah. Man, I don't know how we're going to deal with this as a society. I honestly think a woman's revolution on this is what's going to change it. I think
yes.
that women are coming around, because I've read many articles about this in recent, like in the last 9 months probably. But I think women are coming around. This is not working for us. This whole,
right.
We're liberated. We get to be sluts just like men have been sluts. And but I think women are figuring out this is not working to our benefit.
Well, that's undeniable. And, you know, it's funny. We're talking about porn, and I shied away from getting very specific about anything at all. But having just been reading about this, there needs to be a women's revolution where women say openly, proudly, and fairly aggressively, don't slap me, don't choke me,
oh my
don't
God.
Blank my blank, or that only exists in porn. That's not normal.
Yeah, well, I think, like I said a couple of weeks ago, I think it can go the direction of like drunk driving, where it was socially acceptable to drive drunk up until whenever it was, decade, 15, 20 years ago. And then there was just so much social pressure that changed things. I think social pressure coming from women particularly, and then maybe some men joining in, that looking at porn regularly is not cool. It's like drive it underground at least. Whereas
Are you talking about the sick hardcore porn again, or all? Because that's too vague.
Well, I don't like. I assume that what most people are looking at is not what I would consider just erotica. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I think it will be seen as not cool that that's your thing. Whereas I think now my sense of it is that it gets a pass because it's kind of the enlightened, you know, free love
sexual
sort of thing.
Libertinism is definitely in vogue.
Yeah.
Especially on the left.
I don't know. Can that turn back culturally? I don't know. I would have never guessed that lots of things turn back culturally. So. Mm-hmm. We'll live to see it, won't we? Your thoughts. Text line 415-295-KFTC. This story about Starbucks is interesting. Closing stores that are profitable. And I think the CEO of Starbucks making that statement today was on purpose, not an accident. That coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile are charging you a premium fee every month for data you don't use. Stop paying for things you don't use!
Instead of paying $89 a month to your current provider, get talk, text, and data for just $30 a month with Pure Talk.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Is the coverage really going to be that good? Am I going to get dropped calls? Is the internet slow? Well, here's the great news. Pure Talk is on America's most reliable 5G network.
You get great coverage, great data speed, and with Pure Talk's U.S.-based customer service, switching is easy.
Keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more money in your pocket every month.
Pure Talk is the wireless company who will value you and your values. Give them a shot.
Just dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month.
With Pure Talk's no-risk money-back guarantee, you will not regret this. Dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty and start saving today. Again, dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty. Start saving today.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A judge in New York City dropping a controversial murder charge against a bodega worker. Investigators say he stabbed and killed a man who attacked him inside the store. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office moved to dismiss the case after facing weeks of backlash for charging Alba with murder.
How long did the poor old guy spend in jail?
I think a couple of weeks or close to it in the infamous Rikers Island, I think. He's a 61-year-old bodega guy. He's a grocer.
Who probably, you know, that's a pretty traumatic thing to go through. That would change your life. You'd never be the same after thinking you were going to die and having to kill somebody to defend yourself. You'd never be the same after that. And the fact that you get thrown in jail because of it? Holy crap.
Yep, the super progressive, woke Soros prosecutor in Manhattan tried to prosecute this guy. They've turned him loose now, which just goes to show how hasty and unsupportable that was.
Apropos of nothing, I just came across this yesterday. It's about upcoming elections and stuff like that. I just thought this was kind of interesting. I don't know if you're following the Georgia gubernatorial race between Stacey Abrams you know, kind of a leading light of the left for a variety of weird reasons. And Brian Kemp, who's a Republican. Practically 100% of Brian Kemp's $31 million election chest that he has, practically 100% has come out of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Only 15% of Stacey Abrams' $50 million has come from Georgians.
Wow. 85% out of state.
Yeah. She's 30% more than Georgians has come out of California alone.
Wow.
Clear across the country.
Wow.
It was really an article speaking to the nationalization of so many of our elections. We now have who's going to be governor in Georgia? When in the past would anybody from California ever sent a dollar to that?
Yeah, no kidding.
And now that's what we do.
That's an amazing number.
We get into the cable news elections for the people that are on our side, and no matter where they are and whether it has any effect on our lives whatsoever, we might send money that way. That's interesting. That's a change.
Politicians are loving it.
No kidding. And being rewarded for being cable news stars that say extreme things.
Mm-hmm.
If you like that, well, you're going to get
witness
more of it.
Witness AOC pretending to be handcuffed.
So the Starbucks CEO, Howard Schultz, yeah, he's back in charge of Starbucks again, the guy that started the whole thing. He spoke today about all the stores that are closing across the country, and he said there are more to come. So he put out a video today. He'd made this announcement a week or so ago, and he just reiterated that. But the one particular part that he said I thought was important. So Schultz said Starbucks is closing stores that are not unprofitable. Usually when a business is closing stores and they throw around a whole bunch of different reasons.
One reason.
There's one reason. They ain't making any money. In this case, that is not the reason. Due to an uptick in safety-related problems, including crime, homelessness, and drug use in the bathrooms. That's why Starbucks is closing, so far, 16 locations, and there are going to be more to come across the country. He doesn't feel like he can keep his employees and customers safe because of the street population around his stores.
Mm-hmm.
And because he sent the signal a couple of years ago that, yeah, you can come in here and bathe in our bathrooms, and we won't kick you out. That was the message he sent, and it got even worse than it was before, and now it's just you can't even be open. So he's closing coffee shops that are making money because he doesn't know how to deal with the homeless people coming in and using the bathrooms. That's the whole thing.
It was bad enough that for fear that one of the junkies would be black and it would turn into a giant racial thing coast to coast, they decided, we can't police our stores, we can't police our bathrooms. But it's a fundamental loss of liberty. Property rights are a hugely important part of our liberty as Americans. And the fact is, they have been denied through activism or judges or whatever, the right to police their own property, their own businesses, decide who can be in them doing what.
Yeah, where he's closing the businesses so far is not shocking. Portland, L.A., Seattle, Philly and Washington, D.C., places with lots of street people causing them problems. And he went on to say in the video, this is just the beginning, these 16 stores. There are going to be many more. It has shocked me that one of the primary concerns that our retail partners have is their own personal safety.
Wow.
He's a super lefty, so he doesn't want to put a fine point on it like he probably should or maybe will if he has to close enough stores. Look, hey, cities, if you want to have businesses in your downtowns, you got to do something with these street people. How am I supposed to operate a business?
Right, right. That cry is getting louder and louder all over the country. I think it will be belated, but the powers that be will have to respond at some point as the pendulum swings from side to side.
Or you got to give me the power to say, you don't get to come in here. Somebody at the door says, no, you don't get to come in here. You're not coming in here to buy coffee. You're coming in here to wash your feet in my sink, and you don't get to come in here.
Yeah. You know, it's as obvious as the whole strong people make for hard times or good times make for soft people make for hard times, et cetera. Too much crime makes for strong law enforcement and courts. Strong law enforcement courts makes for a lot of people in jail. A lot of people in jail makes for weak law enforcement and courts. There are too many people in jail. And we just keep veering back and forth. Oh, so what the point I was trying to make to Jack about that porn discussion, I finally clicked in my head. We'll kick off next hour with that, plus a lot of good stuff.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.